I'm not too familiar with this.
NST.
Hey, is this Jerry?
This is Brennan.
Hey, is Jerry available?
One second, let me check for you.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, this is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, I don't know if you recall, but we've been in contact about a month ago, and just trying to follow up here and see. I think you'd been talking about possibly bringing on a new machine, and just trying to see any updates on how that went down.
Oh yeah, we found one and paid for it with cash, man. So we're good. We're good shape for now.
Oh, so it's going good for now?
Yeah. We took care of it ourselves.
Okay, got it. How much did you guys end up paying for that guy?
About $120.
Okay, got it. Did you go new or used on that?
Used.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad then with the used. And you guys just decided not to do any sort of financing with it?
Right. Yeah.
Got it.
Went ahead and moved forward with it. If it was a big new machine, we'd have got financing. But for right now, we're in good shape. So, Baker Cardiff, you say, is who you're with?
Yeah, it's Bank of Cardiff. Yeah, it's C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have your email, so in the future, if we decide to finance anything, just make sure. Bank of Cardiff. I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Russell. I think you'd actually been in contact with one of the other agents here, Nico.
Okay, yeah, that's who I've got the... I got his email and everything.
Yeah, I got it. So that's exactly, just trying to check in here and just see, if, any updates on that, and wanted to see if, he actually ended up going through with getting the machine or not. What kind of revenue does that actually be able to turn over for you now that you have the new machine in there?
It's going to take a long time to pay for itself, but
is it?
I feel like it's a worthy endeavor for the long haul.
No, absolutely. I mean, I guess, is there a time frame that that it would hopefully be able to start just turning pure profit at?
Probably about 10 years from now.
Yeah, got it. But it's, what year is it now? You said you bought it used. How old is it at this point?
Oh, it's old. I mean, but they,
they kick along for a while, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these things are refurbished and they just keep running another 100 years,
So. Got it. Yeah, so, do you have, any other upcoming future plans or, opportunities to see yourself grow anymore, maybe bring on any new pieces, or is that pretty much kind of tapped the limit at the moment?
Yeah, that's kind of at the moment. The next plan would be long range, and that's on my goals list, so that's going to be the next 5 years or so will be a next another machine of some kind. And
got it, so quite some time, to be honest.
Yeah, I believe so. But it could be the next year or so. If things pick up, never know.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you guys have a particular time of year that things elevate a little bit and start to pick up, or just stay pretty consistent?
Probably late summer.
Late summer. Got it. Okay, yeah. And same thing on the other end. Does it ever slow down too much? Coming into winter, does it kind of slim down on you guys?
It doesn't differ that much though in the winter time. It's just that's gonna be our high point is in the summer when people are busy, the weather's
better,
better, and people are moving around more. So
yeah, absolutely.
Matters, really. And then the price of oil, of course. We're just watching that. That's major factor in how busy we are.
No, definitely. I can only imagine that. That's a huge factor, honestly.
Oh yeah.
So how long did you guys kind of put in thought before acquiring that new machine? Had you guys been thinking about doing that for quite some time there, or?
Yeah, probably been looking at that for about a year.
Got it. Yeah, so you kind of have to do quite a bit of forethought before you're obviously going to go, sink that much cash directly into one machine, right?
Yeah. We had to wait for the previous one to wear out first.
Yeah, does that have any heavy impact on your cash flow, deciding to just go all for cash rather than financing it at all?
No, I mean, we made hay while the sun was shining in the last few years, and we just anticipate having to do this. And this is a, I think it's a smart move on our part because it's not a new one, which would be twice the amount of this machine.
Yeah.
And then we can utilize this thing for the niche that we have here in our shop.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and so that's the other thing, too, I was going to bring that towards is, you know, we do specialize in that equipment financing as well as the working capital. And are you very familiar with working capital as well?
Yeah, I mean, we got to pay our employees, and, you know, it's, overhead is pretty high, and insurance, all that good stuff. But, I mean, we're a small company, you know, so we keep a pretty close eye on how we're balancing. And
yeah, do you have any current lines of credit out with any of your local banks?
No, we just paid off our last loan. We're totally in the clear right now, and we kind of want to stay that way for a while.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, if I was in your shoes, I'd be wanting to do something similar myself, right? You don't want to really, you know, drag out too much debt if you don't need to. However, it is nice to know that, you know, the options are out there in case something comes up, you know?
Right. Yeah, and, you know, we'll keep you posted. You know, if we want to buy, like, some another machine in the near future, we'll, you know, give you a holler and see, you know, how we might move forward, because we won't have $500,000 to just plunk down, because that's what it's probably going to cost.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's going to be a little bit more expensive the next machine that you're looking at.
Yeah.
So what kind of machinery would that be? What kind of equipment?
A lathe, a CNC lathe.
Oh, CNC lathe. Yeah, those things, they do run a pretty penny, don't they?
Would you
be planning to also be going used for that guy as well, I'm guessing, because otherwise those things got to be upwards towards like $1 million, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be looking at auctions and things of that nature here. And
got it. And if that's the case, you'll probably definitely be wanting to finance something like that.
Yeah, depending. I mean, if it's over 250, yeah, probably so.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, here, how's this? Let me just shoot you over one more email with also my contact info for, you know, in case something comes up here. That way, you know, we can definitely become a future resource for you in case something comes up.
Yes, that sounds good. I'll just shoot it to me, and I'll save it with Nico's as well.
All right, great. And what was that email again? I just need to type her down real quick.
Jerry2@hollypipe.com.
HOLLYPIPE.com.
Correct.
Yeah, so I'll shoot you over a quick email. Once again, that will have, you know, my personal contact info, and then, you know, when something does come up, you know, definitely want to become a future resource for you guys, and, you know, definitely see how it can be a little strenuous on your cash flow here and there when you do decide to, you know, pay upfront cash for huge machines like that. So, you know, kind of just try to keep things in check here, and we can definitely work together in the future.
10-4, just holler back. Or,
all right.
We'll be in
absolutely.
Touch.
Sounds good, Jerry. Is there maybe a good time of the year for me to maybe give you another call, too? Maybe, you know, just check in come February or so?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's fine. Just holler back, and we'll see where we're at then.
All right, yeah, great. Sounds good. And, yeah, once again, just keep in mind we do offer both that equipment financing and working capital in case something else comes up. You know, you have a big project that you do need to sink some quick cash into. That's another thing we can definitely come in handy for.
All right. It's good to know.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Have a good one, Jerry. Bye.
Thanks.